Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This report for Native Voice One Radio Network is supported by Nelson Hart, supporting the cowboy way of life from North Dakota, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts, wear with abandon. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Go Round number 6 of 10 concluded December 6, 2022 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Las Vegas, Nevada had $1.8 million in prize money, the first time the City of Lights hosted the WNFR in 1985. This week, there is over $11 million up for grabs, including the coveted World Championship gold buckles. In the bareback bronc riding, Rocker Steiner of Texas on a bucking horse from Canada, True Grit of the Wayne Vold Rodeo Company, scored 88.5 points to win the $28,914 that each event pays for first each go-round. Jesse Pope from Waverly, Kansas is your leader in the world standings for the bareback riding. Steer wrestling, Tristan Martin from Sulphur, Louisiana, won the round with a 3.5-second time. Stetson Jorgensen from Blackfoot, Idaho, has been the leader in the aggregate and the world standings for a long time. We spoke to a very humble Louisiana champion, Tristan Martin, after the steer wrestling.
I had a little bad luck last night. The horse slipped and took me out of the average. So I changed my game plan, and told my wife, I said, there's 5 good runs left, and we're all 5 behind.
In the team roping competition, Cherokee Cowboy from Oklahoma, Coleman Proctor, roping with his partner from New Mexico, Logan Medlin, were a no time tonight after a big round win last night in 5. Chad Masters from Tennessee, header Joseph Harrison from Oklahoma, won round number 6 with a fast 4-point second time team roping. Caleb Driggers from Georgia, along with Junior Nagara from Brazil, are your leaders in the world standings with almost $300,000 won heading and heeling in team roping. Canada has 6 very talented saddle bronc riders representing them in the top 15 in the world bronc riding. Logan Hay wins a second round in a row. Yellowstone, the name of the bucking horse of the Frontier Rodeo Company from Texas, 87.5 for the big win. Texas horse, Canadian Cowboy. Lefty Holman, California, is in 3rd. Stetson Wright, Utah, in 2nd. Sage Newman leads the world standings from Montana, riding Bronx. Tie-down roping. The 2020 world champion Shad Mayfield matched the arena record with a fast 6.5-second time. Former champ of the world, New Mexico, Shad Mayfield, had this to say after a big win in Las Vegas.
It was time tonight. You know, I've been tipping along all week, just trying to stay in the average on bad calves, it felt like. And tonight I had a good calf, and I was like, you know, if I want to go buckle, I'm just going to have to bring it on. And there's still other rounds left. And tonight really just set the example of what I can do. And it's a long time coming to actually do that. But it made it even more special to do it tonight.
John Dowch from Texas is in 3rd. Shad Mayfield in 2nd place. And Caleb Smith from Texas leads the world standings with 4 performances to go. In the barrel racing, 16-time qualifier that has never won a world championship, Lisa Lockhart, came into this round number 1 in the aggregate, and that is worth $74,150 should she be the best on 10, and gives her a shot at her first gold buckle. Lisa Lockhart finished 4th in the round. Bailey Choate 3rd, Emily Beisel from Texas split the round with Brittany Posey-Tanazzi with a quick 13.5-second time in the Cloverleaf pattern, sanctioned by the Women's Pro Rodeo Association. In the bull riding, Oklahoma's Trevor Kastner topped the field on Megalomaniac of the Raptor G Rodeo Company from Texas with an 85.5-point ride. Jeff Askey from Texas is in 3rd place for the world standings. Josh Frost, Utah, in 2nd. Stetson Wright leads the bull riding competition representing Utah in the world standings with 4 go-rounds yet to go.
Brought to you by Nelson Hart, supporting the cowboy way of life. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys and cowgirls.
The Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.